Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to now.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
One of the fun things I love to do on book tour is get some cool photos of everybody else who comes out, just the whole interactive experience. Sometimes people bring cupcakes or some other baked goods to share, and it's all coming up in just a week. So in 1 week, new book, Gonzo Capitalism, is going to be out. I'm going to be out on the road, chrisgillibo.com/tour, if you'd like to come to one of the stops. And that's not just a plug for the tour, even though I'm happy to do that too. It also relates to today's episode. Welcome to Side Hustle School. My name is Chris Gillibo. We have a question from Nora. Nora is a graphic designer with a passion for photography. I believe she is in Miami, if I'm not mistaken. Could be wrong on that. But she's getting ready to freelance with Snapper. So Snapper, a book tour, how do these things come together? Well, one of the things I learned after doing lots of events in lots of different cities is it's great to get volunteers, you know, to do photography whenever possible. But it's not always possible to find a volunteer, and people's skill level tends to vary, just like with anything else. So this cool platform, which is not a sponsor, it's just something I've used myself as a customer, called Snapper. Basically, they describe themselves as Uber for photographers. So if you are a photographer and you want to do some photo shoots in your city, basically this app allows you to do it. And if you are a customer, if you're someone who needs photos taken, could be new headshots, could be for an event like I do, then this is basically the app that brings it together and makes it all happen for a pretty affordable price. Like, it's not super cheap, it's not free, but it definitely is a lot less than most commercial photographers would charge. So I've been using Snapper for years, again, as a customer. And so Nora wants to know, how can we turn her hobby into a side hustle? I guess that's what a lot of people want to learn, but specifically photography with Snapper. Let's see if we can help her. How can you get paid to take photos with this service? And there could be some other services like this as well. So if this might be of interest to you, pay attention. Detailed question coming up in just 30 seconds.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Hi, my name's Nora, and I heard about your show after reading The $100 Startup. I work a full-time job in medical sales, but I'm really good at photography. Ever since I was a kid, I've enjoyed capturing moments, and now I'm thinking of turning my hobby into a side hustle. After coming across Snapper, the app that matches photographers with people who want photo shoots, I've been thinking it might work for me. I'm still an amateur, but I really want to learn. How can I make the most out of Snapper?
Nora, good news and bad news, or it's not really bad news, actually. It's more just like good news and something to be aware of. The good news is I do think this is a great opportunity for a lot of people, especially those who don't have a lot of commercial photography experience or haven't really built up, you know, like an email list or you know, another client list, you know, source of referrals and such. Snapper doesn't pay a ton of money. I guess that's part of the sort of bad news, but it is easy to get going. Like, there's a lot of decisions you don't have to worry about when you use a platform like this. So I describe Snapper as like a starter platform, the way I think of other platforms where it's really easy to like create a listing and make a profile and then potential clients can hire you right away. So, you know, the only downside is that you're not controlling like a lot of elements of the process. You can't really set your own pricing. You know, Snapper's going to do that. They have lots of policies of their own. You're not supposed to communicate directly with clients outside the Snapper platform, although, you know, people do that. I know for a fact that people do that. But so the best thing you want to do if you want to get started is, you know, just spend some time on the platform. Again, I have no affiliation here. I've just used it as a customer. app.snapper.com, S-N-A-P-P-R. So two P's, double P, as they say. You're going to create a profile. You're going to, I guess there's some, probably some application process to go through to be a photographer. Then you're going to upload some of your best work and such, and just start taking whatever is offered to you at first, because you want to get ratings and reviews, you know, to then allow you to maybe set a higher rate if they allow you to do that, or be more selective on the shoots. And, you know, from there, it's like, okay, what do you do next? Well, you can keep doing Snapper forever, or you can use it as a kind of, you know, jumping off point to eventually doing shoots on your own, perhaps charging a higher price, not paying the commission to Snapper, which they don't love, but people do it again. So basically that's what you do. It's pretty simple. And I think, you know, for the right person, as I said, it's a good thing. And it's definitely been a good thing for me as a customer and a client, just being able to have some really cool, high quality photos of the different events, like the bookstore events and such that I do for BookTour, without paying a ton of money. Cause I don't have like a budget to, you know, full on hire someone for $1,000 or a few thousand dollars sometimes, for every city when I'm doing like 16 cities in a row and such. So that's been my experience. I hope it's helpful to somebody out there, either on the photographer side or on the, you know, looking for a photographer side. Listeners, if you've got a question or a comment, sidehustleschool.com/questions. We will continue to feature them throughout the year, throughout the week. Both, you know, both are true. And even as I go on book tour, of course, we're going to have a new episode every day. I'm not just going to be talking about the book. I always like mention it because I like to talk about what's going on in my world. But I'll also be sharing different stories and lots of other side hustle stuff as we go. So thank you for being out there. Much more is coming up. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.